delves into Roald Dahl's memoir, Boy Tales of Childhood, we embark on a journey that is not just about reading a book. We travel down memory lane, reliving the very essence of being a child. The raw and unfiltered Dahl, in his characteristic style, doesn't merely narrate. He immerses us in the depths of his childhood, making us live through each moment with him. Our journey starts with Dahl's experiences of medical procedures as a child, like the removal of his tonsils and adenoids. This might seem like a routine part of childhood, but for Dale, it represents something more profound. It's a rite of passage into a world where adults make decisions over children, often without their understanding or consent. Dahl vividly captures the fear, uncertainty, and helplessness felt during these moments, creating a universal story that resonates with many of us. Picture a young Roald Dahl in a hospital, surrounded by fellow children, all sharing a common experience. The ordeal is not just about the surgery, but also the aftermath. The enforced diet of cornflakes and dry toast, exemplifying the sometimes absurd rules imposed by adults. This narrative isn't just a retelling of events. It's a journey into the emotional landscape of a child's mind. Moving forward, Dahl recounts the story of a sweet shop run by a formidable character, blending humor and horror in a tale of childhood mischief. The mouse plot, Dahl's legendary scheme of revenge, is more than a prank. It's a testament to the adventurous spirit and the strong bonds of friendship formed during childhood. In this memoir, Dahl's voice is authentic and relatable. He's not just an author. He's a companion, guiding us through the labyrinth of his early life. His storytelling, distinct from his fantastical children's tales, still captivates the imagination, straddling the line between a memoir and an adventure story. Through Boy, Tales of Childhood, Dahl showcases the transformative power of storytelling, making it a compelling read for both children and adults. Dahl doesn't shy away from the harsh realities of his time, including the use of corporal punishment in schools and the unique life in boarding schools. These experiences, though belonging to a different era, illuminate the evolution of education and its enduring impact. Dahl's recounting of his time at a boarding school, where he tasted Cadbury chocolates, isn't just an amusing anecdote. It's a glimpse into how childhood experiences can shape our creative futures. As Dahl concludes his memoir, he reflects on a significant decision in his life, choosing writing over a career in business. This choice didn't just impact his life. It blessed the world with some of the most enchanting children's stories ever written. Dahl's candid discussion about the challenges of a writer's life provides a rare insight into the mind of a creative genius. Tales of Childhood by Roald Dahl is more than a mere memoir. It's a tribute to childhood in all its chaotic and splendid complexity. It celebrates the joys, the sorrows, and the unpredictability of growing up. Dahl's narrative urges us to look back on our own childhoods with affection and understanding. For those seeking to comprehend the genius behind some of the world's most cherished children's stories, Boy, Tales of Childhood is the key. It's not just a voyage into Dahl's past. It's an exploration of what it means to be a child, narrated through the unvarnished and sincere lens of one of the finest storytellers of our era.